Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Wasn't that the way you'd like to live? She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. I mean, these are things we have to do. And this is the kind of life I want. Don't you want a life like this?
Yes.
Verse 19 and 20. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down to dew. Now, all God does all this for us. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto your soul and grace to your neck. Now then, if I grab hold of all these things, it's going to be life to me. A good life. A healthy life. And that's what I want. But I think that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants it. But few there be that find these things. Verse 23, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and your foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Now, when somebody comes to me, like I had a lady come to me this week, she couldn't sleep, she was scared, had all kinds of problems. And when I sat down and talked with her, I told her, I said, honey, your problem is you have forgotten who you are. She had really forgotten she was a daughter of the King, and that He would forgive all of her iniquities, and that she could start claiming the promises of God, and she could walk in a totally different place. It took me a couple of hours to convince her, but I sat there in a room with a lady that was so depressed and so beat up on by the enemy. And, you know, here's the thing. Let me put it to you like this. This is the way I told her. I said, it's kind of like this. I said, when the devil comes up and he takes his black mantle and he throws it over your head and he goes plumb down to the ground. It's pitch black under there. And then the beast crawls in under there with you. And then he puts his arm around you and says, did God really say? Does that sound like the beast?
Yeah.
I said, when he does that to you, I said, you need the Word of God so ingrained in you that you say, no, God didn't say that. This is what He said. And start slinging your arms under there with the Word of God and speaking the Word. And I said, man, that devil will jerk that black mantle off you. He'll get out from under there. And he said, man, I don't ever want to go back under there with that woman. But I said, you've just been slithering right along in there with him. And when he whispers in your ear, you start saying, oh, I'm so depressed. I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, that a girl, just keep thinking like that. He's slick, isn't he? And he'll defeat you and he'll beat up on you. But if you got the Word in you, you know I'm not a conqueror. I'm a more than a conqueror. I'm not an overcomer with Jesus on my side. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm not just a nobody. I'm an heir of the King. A joint heir with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And everything that God the Father gave Jesus the Son, He gave it to me when I become His Son. Everything. Health is mine. Life is mine. All I got to do is read this book and believe it and study it. And then start claiming these promises. The Lord is my strength. I'm not weak. I'm strong because the Lord is my strength. That's just like when I started spraying these walls the other night. I told Sherwin, she said, how much are you going to get done? I said, I don't know, honey. I'm going to do all I can do tonight. And then when I started climbing up that thing, you know that little, some of you may have seen those little V buckets, you know, that you hold that mud in. You know, well, they're pretty heavy. I wouldn't fill it plumb to the top, but I'd fill it within about 2 or 3 inches of the top, and then I'd grab hold of that handle at the bottom, and I'd walk up that ladder plumb to the top with that bucket in this hand, using the handle over here. Then when I got up, I'd kind of lean around, put one leg around the rung so I wouldn't fall off. Then I'd hold the top. I'd try to hold it out until I'd get where I could, and then I'd just use one hand. You know, and that big old thing got heavy at 10, 12 o'clock midnight got there. I was a tired critter time 12, but I got all the walls blowed in. Praise the Lord. You know? Ain't no telling how much money I saved doing that myself. But I had fun doing it. The Lord is my strength. You know? Do you know so far in this building, from day one, with everything I've got in, everything you see here, except the carpet, which is already paid for. Only got the carpet out there in the nursery, in the little nursing room and the hallway. But I got all the carpet bought and paid for this building, all of it. I got little less than $70,000 in this building so far. That ain't bad, is it? 5,600 square foot of building. That includes everything. You know, that's design, concrete, everything you see. Praise God. That even includes all of the stuff that you see up on top of there. We're going to put 6 bedrooms up there. I'm going to build a wall from right there on up to the top. There's going to be 6 bedrooms up there. And I even got the showers, 6 showers and 6 sets of toilets and lavatories and everything already up there. And they're all paid for. All that's within that less than $70,000.
Is your building and quarters included in the price? Is your living quarters included in the price? No.
No, Cheryl and I spent $35,000 building me and her a lean-to. Our little lean-to. It's nice. You know, it's just behind the ministry center. It is a metal building just like this. But when you go inside, you'd never know. It's got beautiful red carpet on the floor, nice walls, you know, and lay-in ceiling. It's air-conditioned. You know, it's got one great big bathroom, you know, with 2 sinks, one for me and one for her. And then it's got one little bitty closet for me. And one great big one for her. See, whenever we moved from her little condo down there, she had a little tiny condo down there and it had a little cedar closet in it that was 5 foot by 6 foot. I told her, I said, she had all her clothes in that little cedar closet. She was proud of that little cedar closet. I told her, I said, let's go out here and I'll build us a little something to live in out here. We'll sell that because I don't want to pay taxes on that thing and everything else. It was $2,200 a year just taxes on that little tiny 1,000-foot condo down there in Colleyville. I told her, I said, we'll just build us a little lean-to out here and I'll build you a bigger closet. So she said, well, I got to have a bigger one than this one then. I said, okay, so I'll build it. So I drew it out and she looked at it and she said, how do I tell how big that is? I said, okay, I'll draw the other one that you had over here to the side, and then I'll put it in there, and you can see, and you could put 4 of those in that one. And she said, that'll be okay. So she has a very nice, large cedar closet that she can do all of her stuff in. She had me move the computer in there so that if she wakes up in the middle of the night, gown on or whatever, if she wants to go do some computer work, she don't have to go up to the front office or nothing else. She just walks in her closet, turns the computer on, it's hooked up to the internet, hooked up to the network and all the stuff, and she enters records or whatever she wants to do. So, you know, she can do everything from right there. Now, would you call that comfort?
Yes.
Yeah, that's comfort, you know. So, but praise God. You know, yeah, it's not big. It's only, it's got a living room, a bedroom, a bathroom, and her closet and my little closet. And that's it, you know. No kitchen, none of that stuff. Who needs a kitchen? We got a big one over here and got a bigger one right back here that I hadn't finished yet. So eventually we'll have 2 big kitchens. And so that's all I need, you know. So I don't need a lot. We don't need a lot. So our little place where we live, carpet, total finished, air conditioning, everything. Of course, we built it all ourselves. I had a couple of guys help me a little. But everything, we spent $35,000 building our house. That's where we live. And it's very comfortable. Air conditioned, you know. I don't have a lot of taxes on a place that cheap, you know. So I would never, ever, ever build a great big house or buy another great big house again because it costs too much for taxes. I just ain't going to do that. I don't need all that. You know, all I need is just a little place to hang my hat and to lay down and sleep that's nice and comfortable, cool, heated or air conditioned, whatever. So I don't need a great big house. You know, I built that great big monster over there. It's big, 4,000 square feet. And I built that myself, by myself. It took me 5 years. But then after Cheryl come along, she didn't want to live in that house with me because that's where Betty and I lived all those years. And so I gave that big, beautiful home over there to my son and his family. So they live in it. They enjoy it. You know, it's wonderful to be able to give a house like that to your son and all his family sleeping. But did God say that if you love me and serve me and obey me, I will bless you?
Yes.
He has blessed me. I'm telling you, he's blessed me. I mean, I don't have $1 million in the bank, but I got a beautiful home here. I got this land, everything, and it is all paid for. You know, I do not owe anybody a dime on nothing, and I think that's a blessing.
That's awesome.
You know, Cheryl and I have no debt. When I married her, she had a little debt, but it didn't take me too long, about a year, to pay her out of debt. You know, but since she came into my life, she don't make debt anymore. So, you know, we don't buy nothing, gas for the car, and of course that's getting to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Buy gas for the car and a few things, but the Lord provides. I've got enough money to take care of all that. But he says, you shall sleep and your sleep shall be sweet. Verse 25 and 26. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. Now the desolation of the wicked is going to come.
Yep.
I mean, somebody said, well, what about those people up in the Midwest? There's a lot of wicked people in the Midwest. There's a lot of people right here wicked in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Y'all know that?
Yes.
And do you know the desolation's going to come here too? It may not be in a flood, but it may be in a flood. You know, who knows how it's going to be, but there will be desolation that comes. But if we're walking in obedience to His Word, if we stand on His Word, that's just like... Somebody brought me something this week, as I've been talking about these things. They brought me a little excerpt out of Corrie Ten Boom's book. Some of you may have heard of Corrie Ten Boom or may have read some of her stuff. But she said there was, in that book, there was a young man, English man, that was in the German prison camps, and nobody got out of the German prison camps alive. They killed them all. Y'all all know that. You know, I mean, it was an awful... I've been over there. I've seen those play. I've walked in those camps. I've seen the pictures of the bodies where they... killed everybody. Nobody got out alive. But this young man, he was telling God, God, I'm a young man. I don't want to die in this prison camp. Lord, I want to serve you. And he said, the Lord spoke to him. He said, well, then walk out of here.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.